You are now live.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. One second. Welcome back, everybody, for Another Night of Learning. This is Mordechai Plotzker, Brooklyn, New York. Special thanks again to Jake Wyman in Chicago, or he's back home in Denver, Colorado. And also a special thank you to Arya Perlman in Staten Island, New York, for all his good efforts together with Jake. Tonight's year is a continuation, the lingering thoughts that we have of Shavuos, Baruch Hashem. The weather was really nice here in New York. I hope everyone had a wonderful Yom Tov. And I was offered to give two shiurim for about 2.5 hours or so. And the topic was extracting pearls from an oyster, the origin of David HaMelech. And that shiur actually is now posted on shiurenjoyment.com under the Shavuos tab. Thank you very much, Jake, for putting it out there. The 35-minute shiur or so. And for those who have the time, I hope everybody will enjoy listening to it. I wanted to share with you a thought that I heard in shul this past Yontif from Rabbi Eitan Tzukeyer, and I wanted to share with you this Gemara that's found in Shabbos, Daf Tevav, which says, Daf Tevav on the base, it says, Tanur Banan, Shishi B'chodesh Nitnu Asaras HaDibros L'Yisrael, that on the sixth day of Sivan, the Aseret HaDibros were given to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shivabo. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not the sixth day, but rather the seventh day of Sivan is when we receive the Torah. So what are we really arguing about? We're arguing about one day. Was the real celebration of Shavuos on the 50th day, which is the first day of Yontif, or is it on the 51st day, which is the second day of Shavuos? So which day has greater prominence? So on the one hand, you can say that from a counting perspective, the very fact that we got to 50 is a milestone achievement. However, the question is, the 51st day, what does it represent? So for this, Chazal explained to us that there are three ways a person acquires Torah, and the first is through fire, and then there's water, and then there's the desert. And each one of these three have a different type component, and an aura that governs these three elements. Number one, Avraham Avinu is typified by the man who went into fire when he defied Nimrod. Nimrod, by the way, got his name from being Moreid B'Malchus. So since he was Moreid B'Malchus, they called him Nimrod. And Avraham Avinu came out of this fire unscathed. The next level, and that's on a personal level, the next is water. And Kriyas Yamsuf is the example that Chazal gives. Klal Yisrael went into water, and the Mitzvah died in the very same water, and we had given a shiur as to why that was so. There were five different reasons, whether it's through the Kriyas Levi, through the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Kliyaka, Rashi, and the Medrash Rava. So there are many reasons why specifically water was chosen to punish the Egyptians, but the focus is not on them, the focus is on us. And that the fact is that we went through this water ourselves, and we survived. And the third level is the Midbar, that we were supposed to go into the Midbar for 40 days before we received Kabbalah Satorah. However, we all know the story about what happened with the Midbar. We were there for 40 years. So the Midbar, however, is a very unique set of circumstances because no matter how much a person plans ahead for the Midbar, if someone finds himself in a desert, he has to constantly be thinking, it's not only a daily struggle to survive, it's a minute by minute, it could be an hour by hour struggle to survive between the sun and the sand dunes and the sand storms and, of course, different animals and wild animals that may be present within that environment. It's a very difficult environment, and it requires steadfast commitment. So we learn from Avraham Avinu that on a personal level, we have to have some form of Mesiras Nefesh. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, we also recognize that there's water, which is a communal type of effort, that we all rely on one another, which is the essence and the discussion of Na'asa Adam. We will make man, as my Chavrusa from Bakarov likes to say. This is a b'shiftas. We do it with a partnership, that we rely on one another the same way a child at the age of 8 days is relying on others to perform a mitzvah for him, so this way he can be enjoying together with the Jewish people. So too, we rely on one another in order to transmit a positive influence so that we can come closer to the Shekhinah and help each other grow in the manifestations that we hope to exhibit with regard to our Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our Shmiras HaMitzvot. However, the next level is the Midbar, which is probably the most difficult, both on a personal and a communal level, because the person has to constantly be thinking about how he's going to endure this stretch of time. And so that is really the milestone achievement. So there are those that, you know, unfortunately have Kaddish. They say Kaddish for a full year. And then at the end of the Kaddish, their year is up, you won't find them in shul again. Why? Because they fulfilled their mandate. They got to the 50, so to speak. But the 51st day, which is, so to speak, the seventh day of Sivan, they're no longer in shul. Why are they no longer in shul? Because they don't have a requirement to be in shul. There's no one to say Kaddish for. Their year is up. So it's the same way that we say it's not how much weight a person loses, it's his ability or her ability to keep the weight off. It's not how much a person accomplished yesterday, it's his or her ability to continue consistently and doggedly throughout, despite all the difficulties and trials and tribulations that a person may find himself or herself engaged in. The trial or the test of time is not reaching a milestone achievement of number 50, but rather 51. And so for this is a message of continuity. This is a message that defies time. It defies the fact that, you know, on a personal level, we have to constantly be struggling and moving forward. On a communal level, we're constantly looking to one another. However, when it comes to the Midbar, it's a culmination of both the personal and the communal, and it's a constant struggle to make sure that we have the necessary resources to keep ourselves afloat and going. And the only way to do that successfully is to have both that personal commitment on a personal level, but also to look around you and see that you're in the right environment, such that you're able to leverage off others who are also doing the right thing with regard to their Torah and Shmiras HaMitzvot. And on a communal level, branching out and leveraging off of those others, this allows us to obviously reach that milestone much easily or much easier than we would otherwise be able to do so if we were just living in our own world and not have that outside sphere of positive influence. So when we look at this machlokas, whether it's the sixth day of Sivan or whether it's the seventh day of Sivan, this again is a question as to whether or not we're looking at ourselves as just reaching a plateau of Shavuos, where for 49 days we were incrementally building ourselves up. And we all know that there's a beautiful Mishnah in Perkei Avos that says, Ezu Derech Yishar Shiyavu Bar Adam, and what's the proper way of a path of a person that he should engage in? And the answer is, Chazal tell us many different answers. One, you should have an Ayin Tova. You should look at other people in a favorable light. You should have a Chaver Tov. You should have a good friend who is a source of encouragement. He should be able to Rosh Hanolad. He should understand the consequences of his own actions. And that means that a person should be able to understand that if he says a certain thing, or someone insulted him, and he has the opportunity to insult that other person back, how far is it supposed to go? And how successful does the person really think he's going to achieve? What milestone? Because he told the person back, and to what end? So Rosh Hanolad means understanding the consequences of your actions, be they verbal or otherwise. And then the last is that a person should have a lev tov, a person should have a good heart. And Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, together with all the other Talmidim. He had five Talmidim. And ro ani shebedvarav dibrechem, that I see in your words, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, I see that the words lev tov is really, I find this aspect or this attribute that it synthesizes or it summarizes all the prior views that we had before. If someone has a lev tov, then he's able to accomplish anything. Nothing stands in that person's way. And Lev Tov, Lev is 32 and Tov is 17, together they equal 49. And at the end of 49 days of Svira, which takes up obviously a good portion between Pesach and Shavuos, which is the full breadth of time, now we finally arrive at Shavuos. And we're supposed to arrive at Shavuos a different person than when we left Mitzrayim or right after Pesach. Obviously we're on a high from leaving the Mitzrayim, and obviously Pesach is a wonderful, amazing, incredible holiday because, as we say, Hatzav v'chatana refers to Pesach, Haftar Sana refers to Shavuos, and v'ratzitza bana refers to Sukkos. Now that we've arrived at Shavuos and we have a lev tov, we have a good heart, how are we going to change it? Are we just going to say, look at my accomplishment and beat your chest hard and say, I have conquered the mountain? Or do you plan on conquering other mountains that you see before you, other challenges that lie before you? That, my friends, is the 51st day. The 51st day is the rest of the year. It's not just simply a day, it's a mentality. It's an ambition that every one of us really should have. We should hold it steadfast and say, no matter what I've accomplished yesterday, there's still a little bit more for me to accomplish today. And in the same way that we accomplish things, we accomplish our feats incrementally, day by day by day, until we get to Malchus Sheba Malchus, which is the 49th day or the 50th day of Sphira, this is the way we should approach that the rest of the year should be Malchus Sheba Malchus. It should be on a heightened level of observance. At the same time, it should be something that we should accomplish things in a digestible manner so that we don't jump too far ahead of ourselves, so that we don't fall back, God forbid, from where we were before. We should continue to move forward and see the opportunities, see these challenges. Behind every challenge lies opportunity. And so we should see we should seize the opportunities so we can accomplish great feats. And my friends, that will be 51st. That is the seventh day of Sivan. It is every single day of the year until the end of the year, which will come upon us in roughly 16 weeks, when we usher in the Yontif and the holiday season of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which is not that far away. So we only have 16 more weeks to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're operating not just simply on 6 Sivan, but we're operating on 7 Sivan. We're not just simply operating on day 50, we're operating on day 51. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you a bracha and bracha in your learning. Special thanks again to Jake Wyman in Denver, Colorado, as well as Ari Perlman in Staten Island, New York. Please join us tomorrow night, where we will continue and transition back over to the Parsha. I'm looking forward to sharing more Divrei Torah with you at that time.